You're on Energy Groove Radio. We're live around the world from energy-groove.com on TuneIn and iHeartRadio. My name's Brad. This is the Music Weekly. Jackson will be back in the studio very shortly for you. But right now, I have a new single in my hands, which I'm going to play you from a Sydney duo by the name of Decline. Now, Justin, one half of Decline joins me on the line now from Western Sydney. So someone in the same state, which is so good to have. Justin, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Thanks for having us.
Not a problem. It's nice to speak to someone on home soil because normally our guests are overseas and the internet's all crunchy and horrible, but today it's crystal clear.
Yeah, perfect.
Now, congratulations on Over Again. It's a cracker of a tune. And I've got to say, it's really nice to see a consistent amount of music coming from you guys, considering you dropped your debut self-titled album last year, which was a massive body of work. So I guess there's two congratulations in order for that. We'll talk about that shortly. But Over Again, tell us about this single. Where did it start?
Yeah, so Over Again, it started sort of as one of the main projects straight after the album. One of the sort of first songs that we really took a deeper dive into. We had a few demos here and there, but that was sort of one that we thought was, you know, we had a feeling that it was going to be quite a strong finished product. So then pre the lockdown this year, we were able to really dive in and get some recording done and sort of pre-production. And then for the first time ever, we sort of reached out to a few additional producers, and we found one in Fractures. So, well, the artist named Fractures. So Mark, he really sort of took control and put sort of the final polish on it. The sort of work that he did, we were really sort of blown away by, and the final product is definitely our strongest release to date, I think, in terms of quality and overall sound. I think it's definitely sort of hitting the nail on the head for what we're going for.
Yeah, look, it's a beautiful track, and we'll talk a bit about the writing shortly. But in terms of getting Mark on board, your debut album in 2020, that was so well produced and it sounded amazing, and pretty much every track is a hit. So I'm curious to know why you brought Mark on board. Obviously, working with him would be a great opportunity, but what do you think he brought to the table that perhaps you guys couldn't bring yourselves like you might have wanted to on previous releases?
Yeah, I think another set of eyes overall is what we're sort of looking for. In the sort of album being self-produced and sort of self-mixed, we were so involved with the whole thing that it was sort of a breath of fresh air to sort of have another set of ears and eyes over the tracks that we're sort of starting to write now, and obviously Over Again as well. And yeah, just sort of using his previous experiences and sort of his own touch on how he does things was really what we're looking for. And yeah, we were so thankful with the final product.
You mentioned that the album was all self-produced and made. How hard was it to hand over your music to someone like Mark? Was it nerve-wracking at all to hear objective feedback from someone who's not so emotionally involved?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, sort of the whole sort of back discography up until Over Again was just us. So it was something that we're quite interested to see how we'd react, and also how others would react to sort of what our demos were sounding like. A very different experience, but one that we're, so super thankful for, and we're going to continue to use in the future.
Yeah, were there some cold, hard truths?
It's not too much.
Good.
I would say 98% of the stuff that was added or sort of reduced definitely is what you hear on the final product. So it wasn't too much to just sort of stress about, which is great.
And tell us about the writing of the track. You mentioned that you kind of had some recording time and got it done this year. Did you start writing it kind of around the time that the album was being written, or was this definitely a project that happened after?
So I'm just trying to think back. I think this sort of started as just, I think maybe even just a little bit of the verse or something similar, and we're sort of left, and then we sort of were making a few other demos, and then when we re-visited it, we really just smashed it out really quickly, I think. Okay. We just sort of had the melodies, and then, usually we'll start writing with just sort of gibberish sort of words over the top, and then obviously often we find that actually if you put some words here and there to it, it actually does make a bit of sense.
Yeah.
From memory, I think this was one of those tracks where the gibberish did make a bit of sense, and we just sort of followed what came out after that.
It all sounds very natural. Now, yourself and Matthew must just be this songwriting powerhouse. I'm just blown away by the amount of music and also the quality. So normally when people go quantity, the quality kind of suffers, but it's not necessarily the case with you two. Where did your working relationship start in regards to decline?
Thanks for saying all that. I think it's, yeah, something we definitely strive ourselves on is sort of getting as much out as we can, but obviously still being true to ourselves that we want the quality to be there as well. But for Matt and I, I actually sent him a Facebook message about 10 years ago when we were about 14 and 15. I started tinkering around with writing myself, and then I was looking to sort of start more of a band situation. And I found that in one of his Facebook profile pictures, he was playing a guitar. So I had known him from just sort of the local sport and things like that, but I thought, right, I'd just hit him up. And then we started just sort of jamming around with some covers for a few years there. And then sort of when we both sort of finished our schooling is when we really started really honing in on sort of the songwriting craft. And then, yeah, just started releasing under Decline. And yeah, just, you know, it's been something we've been doing for a fair few years now, that just a constant sort of stream of just writing and recording and releasing. So there's not too many songs that we sort of write the whole thing and don't actually release, which is something that is obviously very good in a sense of getting the quantity out there. So
love it. And in terms of the live shows, are we planning on having a single launch for Over Again? Because there was a really unfortunately timed lockdown.
we would have definitely loved to have organized something for the release. Unfortunately, just with the timing, I don't think for this particular single there'll be one, but it's definitely we're already discussing future plans for shows as soon as possible. Yeah.
And post Over Again, what's coming next? Are we expecting another maybe body of work from you two in the future?
Yeah, definitely still just building a catalog of songs that we think are the right sort of moves to make next. Mm-hmm. Probably I would say a couple more singles to come over the next 6 months or so. And then hopefully sort of we're building for sort of a second album to back up the one that came out last year. So just, yeah, writing, experimenting, just trying to find where we want to go next, and getting all that together is basically what's happening. Yeah.
Well, it's sounding great. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak to me, Justin. Really appreciate it. And hopefully chat again and maybe get you in studio at some point.
Yeah, definitely. No worries. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate that.
You're on Energy Groove. This is The Music Weekly. My name's Brad. That was Justin from local Sydney duo Decline. They've just dropped a brand new single called Over Again. Check out our website for more details and download that conversation again if you want to listen back to it. But right now, let's hear Decline with Over Again. Jackson will be back right after this.
Energy Groove Australia.
Let's take the night to decide what we need. Is it you? Is it me? Who knows? Well, I know there's no way that we could take this day by day. So go make all your mistakes. I'll leave you alone. So when you say you're sorry, don't think I won't be there waiting for you to take you. Do we throw this away? We took all of our problems and left them behind. You took all of my love and all of my time. You and me, we had the world to see. Now we'll never know what we can be. Need some time to decide. Time to go. This is everything. There's no way that we can live when it's starting to begin. Slowly falling in. We took all of our problems.